Last week I saw that Tim Payne hasn't been given a contract at Tasmania.
Yes, we did speak about this off air. Yeah. Yes.
So here he was.
I can't believe it, mate.
In November last year, the Australian captain.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
The Australian captain. And now he can't get a contract at his home state in Tasmania.
Yeah, look.
I know he's 37, but he was the Australian captain.
I'm going to be honest. Let me start by saying what happened there with Payne and his wife and the other people involved, I feel for everyone. Their families, the kids, their friends, everyone involved. Mm. Anytime something happens like that privately is hard enough to deal with. When it's public, it's twice as hard. So I feel for everyone involved. Now, in saying that, Tim Payne's gone from Australian captain to just been absolutely forgotten about. It's unbelievable. I don't think it's right. Even through the summer, no one spoke about Payne. Mm. Yet, you know, I know playing wise, I think, you know, Tim did awesome to get back into the Australian team. But what him and Justin Langer did around leadership, certainly off the field after Sandpaper Gate, he deserves so much credit for that. And we should still be praising him for that. Yet, now he can't get a state contract. Mm. You know, he's still playing good enough. He can't be playing for Australia, a captain of Australia, 6 months, 4 months earlier, and not get a state contract. You know, I don't think that's right. Unless Tim has said to Tassie that I'm retiring, or I don't want a contract, or I'm not interested. That's a completely different story. But if Payne wanted to play, don't tell me he's still not good enough to play for Tassie. Or any other state. So I just feel for him, to be honest, mate. I just think he's been, you know, and again, I'm not supporting that. The private life stuff, I've experienced enough of that myself. It's not my business. It's not my place to talk about what someone does with other people or in their relationship. But in regards to you go from being Australian captain to just disappearing off the face of the earth, I don't think he's been dealt with very well. I think Cricket Australia do owe a lot to Tim Payne. For his leadership through that tough period. And it doesn't smell good to me at all. I don't like it, and I feel for Payne.
And not to pour over old ground, but remember, he was cleared in a investigation by CA.
Well, where's that gone as
a
well?
A couple of years ago.
How have we not dug deeper there and worked out how can you be cleared and then all of a sudden, you know, lose your job as Australian cricket captain and not be selected in the team. And
it is amazing how quickly he has gone from the Australian captain to forgotten.
Yeah.
Completely forgotten.
Yeah.
And just remember the circumstances in which he became Australian captain as well, at a time when we were at our lowest ebb.
Yeah.
So regardless of what's gone on off the field, and that is, we're speaking about that separately to what we're speaking about.
Yeah.
His cricket situation.
And certainly now there's been some time as well. So, you know, I would hate to think, and that's why I feel like maybe we got this wrong. Maybe Payne's spoken to Tassie, because remember, Tasmania have come out and supported Payne as well and said, we looked at what happened, we cleared him, and they were quite hard on Cricket Australia. So I think, I would imagine Cricket Tasmania wouldn't be not offer him a contract because of that. I think it's got to be something more. They've ever had a conversation saying, look, we've got a young keeper coming through, or how long do you want to play for, or what are you thinking? And they might have come to an agreement together just saying, you know what, we're not going to give you a contract. But we haven't heard from Payne either, so we don't know whose side. Mm.